You're listening to KNKX. The Okanagan River is pushing past its banks in eastern Washington because of rapid snowmelt in the mountains. It's been more than 40 years since the area has seen this kind of event, with emergency crews filling sandbags rather than preparing for wildfires. This type of flooding and the response isn't new for the people who live on this side of the mountains in the Chehalis River Basin. The most recent catastrophic flood was about a decade ago. But in spite of that risk, reporter Alex Brown from Centralia's Chronicle has found out some residents there have been dropping their flood insurance policies. He talked about his reporting with 88.5's Kirsten Kendrick over Skype.
Well, news of so many people dropping their flood insurance policies is a bit alarming given what could happen in the area. It seems to be easy to forget how bad things were when you're not right in it. But let's just remind folks again how bad things were in 2007.
The state in one study found that the total economic loss of the 2007 flood was about $900 million, and almost a third of that was due to the I-5 closure. Just on flood insurance alone, in the city of Centralia, about $15 million in flood insurance claims were paid out just to city residents. So this has been not only the 2007 flood, which obviously far and away had the biggest cost, but it has been something that's been persistent. The five worst floods in the basin's history have happened in the last 30 years.
Yet you've learned that there are people dropping their flood insurance policies in the area. How many people were we talking about here?
It's quite a few. In the basin alone in the last 4 years, flood insurance policies are down 26%. So that comes out to a total of just over 1,500 policies that have been dropped. And that's a big problem because Lewis County has had more flood insurance claims than any county in the state. So the fact that so many people have been dropping in the last 4 years is pretty alarming to local leaders here.
So let's talk about why this is happening.
So a big part of this is that a lot of folks have been reliant on the National Flood Insurance Program, which is a FEMA program that provides flood insurance at a rate that has historically been about half of the market rate. The problem is that that program has become not financially viable. After Katrina and Sandy, it's about $25 billion in debt. So Congress has tried to come up with ways to make that program more sustainable. And part of that is bringing the premiums more in line with the market rate. So since 2012, premiums under the NFIP have gone up about 33%.
Well, there seems to be two camps you can put people in based on where they are in relation to what's called the 100-year flood line, right?
That's right. And that's a big part of what local leaders are telling people here, is that eventually it becomes more advantageous as these premiums go up through the FEMA subsidy to get private insurance. And that's largely dependent on where you are in relation to this 100-year flood line. So there are maps that show essentially a general guideline of where that 100-year flood reaches. And if you're close to that, it can have a dramatic impact on how much your premium costs. For example, there was a chart from last year showing that 100-year flood map and how much your premium would cost for $100,000 worth of coverage. And if you're 1 foot above that 100-year flood line, it's close to about $600. If you're 1 foot below, it's $3,000.
Wow.
So knowing where you are in relation to that is huge in terms of what you're going to be paying and whether it's worthwhile to switch to private insurance or to stick with the FEMA subsidy, even as that premium goes up.
So you've got people dropping their flood insurance policies. What are area leaders doing to help out both in the short term and the long term?
So a big part of it right now is just trying to educate people. There are things homeowners can do. Obviously, getting that elevation certificate, if you are above the 100-year flood line, in the long run will be advantageous. More expensive thing you can do if you're below it is to raise your home. But another thing is that if you have a crawl space, you can add openings to let water flow through so that it's not building up pressure under there. And if you do that, your elevation is measured from the ground floor instead of your crawl space floor. Bigger and more long-term flood mitigation, there's several things going on. The biggest project is a water retention dam on the upper Chehalis, and that is a very long-term project on the order of hundreds of millions of dollars. We're not going to be seeing that anytime soon. And other big plans include levees and flood walls, with the focus being on protecting I-5. you know, there's only so much you can do when there's a massive flood. But if you can keep I-5 from closing like it did for 4 days during 2007, you can really help mitigate some of the impact.
Were the long-term efforts that you mentioned put in place really after that 2007 catastrophic flood?
Yeah, that flood was definitely a wake-up call, both here locally and in the state. The following year, local authorities created the Chehalis River Basin Flood Authority, which has been working on a lot of these projects. And they've also been supplemented recently. The state created in 2016 the Office of the Chehalis Basin to kind of lead implementation of some of the strategies long term. You know, even though it's been a few years since that catastrophic flood, I think the folks who have been following this understand that while there are long term projects, hopefully to mitigate this in the future, the threat is still very real.
All right, Alex, thanks so much.
Thank you.
That was Alex Brown with Centralia's Chronicles speaking with 88.5's Kirsten Kendrick about his reporting focused on flood insurance policies in Lewis County.